Thank you. Chief Justice Abramson, members of the Supreme Court, Governor Doyle, and Governor, I want to commend you and the First Lady for your incredible support during this transition and for your service to our great state. Governor Schreiber, Governor Earle, Governor Thompson, Governor McCallum, Senator Cole, Senator-elect Johnson, Representatives Sensenbrenner, Petri, Kine, Royan, Moore, and Representative-elect Duffy, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, Attorney General Van Hollen, Treasurer Schuller, Superintendent Evers, members of the state legislature, tribal leaders, General Dunbar and other members of the armed forces, both those who are serving today as well as those who have served our country in the past. Reverend clergy, state employees, family and friends, and most importantly, fellow citizens of Wisconsin. It is with great honor that I stand before you today. I am your servant. I want to thank God for the privilege of living in such a remarkable country and for growing up in the greatest state in the entire nation. I also want to thank my family, Tonette, my rock, my support, my love. She's going to be a great First Lady. Our two sons, I can't say boys anymore, our two sons, Matt and Alex, who you just heard from, to you guys, I just marvel at how they've grown up right in front of our very eyes. They're outstanding young men, and it's an honor to have them introduce me to the rest of the state. Thank you, guys. To my parents, Lou and Pat Walker, who always set a powerful example for me and my brother of how to serve others. I love you. My brother David, my sister-in-law Maria, and my two beautiful nieces, Isabella and Eva, I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. My father-in-law, Tony, and to all my family who's here from all across Wisconsin and many all across this country, thank you to all of you for your amazing love and devotion, not only today, but in the days up until now and the many more days in the future. Thank you. I love you. Thanks also to all the participants in today's ceremony, but I particularly am grateful to the members of the 132nd Army Band, my band now. Thank you so much for your performance. To them and to all the other members of the Wisconsin National Guard, not only for their services today, but for their ongoing support of the men and women who are deployed all across the globe. We're not going to forget you. You're in our prayers each and every day until you get back home safely. We love you. Let's give them a round of applause. Most importantly, I want to thank the people of Wisconsin. So many of you have offered your support and your prayers during the last couple of weeks leading up to today and in the years even before that. And Tonette and I want to thank you. We really appreciate that. Today, I stand before you not as the governor of one political party or another, not as the governor of one part of the state or another. Today, I stand before you as the governor of all of the people of the great state of Wisconsin. As your governor, I make this pledge. Wisconsin is open for business. We will work tirelessly to restore economic growth and vibrancy to our state. My top priorities are simple: jobs, jobs, and more jobs. We will right-size state government by ensuring that government is providing only the essential services our citizens need and our taxpayers can afford. And my fellow state workers, I invite you to partner with me in this necessary work. We will also focus on the long term, creatively improving our education system so that our children can compete in a global marketplace. We will protect our vital natural resources, and we will honor and respect the foundational role of the family in our society. My fellow citizens, that is my pledge to you, a pledge for a new and a better Wisconsin that we build together. Just moments ago, I took the solemn oath to defend our Constitution, which rests right here. Our Constitution is a document of, by, and for the people. It is bigger than any government, any legislature, or any governor. When the citizens of the Wisconsin Territory approved our Constitution in 1848, they envisioned a brighter future for themselves and their children. It was a Constitution born of conflict and controversy, first rejected, then approved, as the people came together to form a pioneering vision to drive our state forward. It begins simply and speaks to the source of our liberties. We, the people of Wisconsin, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, in order to secure its blessings, form a more perfect government, ensure domestic tranquility, and promote the general welfare, do establish this Constitution. Powerful words. Our rights as free people are given by our Creator, not the government. Among these rights is the right to nurture our freedom and vitality through limited government. These rights were articulated in our original Constitution. They were never amended nor revised. And these rights are evident and expressed in our cherished freedoms, among them freedom of press, freedom of speech, and freedom of religion. Article 1, Section 22 of the State Constitution reads so eloquently, "The blessings of a free government can only be maintained by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by frequent recurrence to fundamental principles." Today, in this inauguration, we affirm these values and fundamental principles. It is through frugality and moderation in government that we see freedom and prosperity for our people. Now, more than 162 years after the writing of this Constitution, we stand ready to chart a new course for our great state. We look to the past, not to lay blame, but for inspiration. And we look forward to the solutions that will help us reach new levels of economic prosperity. Our first step is to rebuild Wisconsin's economy. And how do we do it? We open Wisconsin for business. Nearly 2 years ago, I met a couple in Vilas County who ran a metal fabricating company. Times were tough, and they had to lay off all their other employees, sell their building, and work out of their own garage. Still, like the spirit that fills so many others in this great state, they wanted to get their business going again and hire back those workers, and maybe even more in the future. They had a dream of renewal. The dream born in Vilas County gives me hope for the future of our great state. It is upon their dream and the dreams of millions of our fellow citizens that we build a plan for renewal. And it starts today. To begin our transformation, we will work with our legislative partners in both political parties to pass a series of bold reforms that will send a clear message. Wisconsin indeed is open for business. We have an ambitious goal, 250,000 new jobs by 2015. I know we can do it because we did it a generation ago. In January of 1987, Governor Tommy Thompson declared in this rotunda, "Our greatest priority will be jobs. More jobs, better jobs, and most importantly, secure jobs for Wisconsin's workers." By the end of his first term, the people of our state had created 258,000 jobs. To kickstart our plan to create 250,000 jobs, I will call a special session of the state legislature starting today. Here is the official call that I will present to our new leaders of the State Assembly and State Senate. We will present a bold set of reforms aimed at helping businesses create jobs. We have worked with lawmakers and leaders from all across the state to develop a blueprint to improve our business climate and spur job-creating economic growth. Today, I ask my friends in the legislature to unite and pass these reforms into law to unleash the power of economic freedom, to create more jobs for our citizens. Our message is simple. Act swiftly, act decisively, and pass our jobs plan by the end of February. Let us get Wisconsin working again. Our jobs plan provides relief from taxation, regulation, and litigation costs for employers. And it makes it easier for workers and farmers to afford health care. We will transform the Department of Commerce into a public-private partnership that will effectively promote commerce throughout Wisconsin. We need more commerce. Our citizens are hurting. Let us come together and work for passage of these needed reforms. We have businesses in the state that are in a position to hire new workers in the short term. Yet time and time again, employers could hire people who tell me that they're uneasy about the future, and most are concerned about what the government might do to them next. The changes that we promote as part of our special session on jobs will send a clear message to job creators. Now is the time to invest. To the business owners of the state, I say simply this. Stay here, grow here, invest here. And to businesses all across the world, I say bring your jobs here. We have the most talented workforce in the world, men and women who work tirelessly and deliver the highest quality. Creating a more vibrant economy, however, will not happen without a return to frugality in government, returning to our fundamental constitutional principles. Soon we will lay out our plans for the next state budget, and we will successfully tackle the $3 billion deficit. We will do it without raids on segregated funds or excessive borrowing. But let me be clear about one thing. Increasing taxes is off the table as it will counter our efforts to provide economic growth. Instead, we will make tough but compassionate decisions to balance the next state budget in a way that will get Wisconsin working again. Under our administration, state government will do only what is necessary. No more, no less. We will fight any action that keeps our employers from creating more jobs, but we will not abandon our fundamental responsibilities to protect our families and our property, to provide for a high-quality education for our children, to ensure care for the most vulnerable amongst us, and to enhance the quality of life for all of our citizens here in Wisconsin. A high quality of life, however, is not the result of a bigger, ever-expanding government. As President Ronald Reagan said in his farewell address, there's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts. In Wisconsin, we will define our quality of life as the expansion of liberty, freedom, and economic opportunity in neighborhoods all across this state. Our government will not only be smaller, it will be better, more responsive, more efficient, more effective. In January of 1971, Governor Patrick Lucey said in this rotunda that public officials and civil servants must expect to do more with fewer resources than in the past. His words ring true today as well. In Wisconsin and all across America, state government is facing the toughest challenges of our generation. But with these great challenges bring great opportunities. We are up to the task. This is Wisconsin. We can do better. We will do better. We will lead the way. Tonette and I have often said that traveling across the state has allowed us to fall in love with Wisconsin all over again. You know, from Superior down to Kenosha, from Sturgeon Bay over to Platteville, from Delvin, where I grew up, all the way up to Hudson, Wausau down to Wauwatosa, Sheboygan over to La Crosse, and everywhere in between. This is a remarkable state. We have multi-generational employers who treat their employees like family. Our workers embody a world-renowned work ethic. We are a state blessed with abundant natural resources. No other state in the Union is surrounded by two great lakes and the greatest river in the U.S. We're filled with 15,000 inland lakes. I love this state. I love the scenery and the attractions, the citizens who live here, and the employers who choose to do their business here. What is failing us is not our people or our places. What is failing us is the expanse of government, but we can do something about it starting right now, right here, today. We the people of Wisconsin, have every right to reclaim our rightful place in history. We can make this a Wisconsin we can believe in. More than 162 years ago, our ancestors believed in the power of hard work and determination. They envisioned a state with endless potential. Now it is our time to once again seize that potential. We will do so at this turning point in our history by restoring limited government that fosters prosperity for today and for future generations. Justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, virtue. These are the values upon which our state was formed and the values upon which our state will journey forward. God bless you. Thank you for being here, and may God bless the great state of Wisconsin.